Hi guys, so you're back with Mel. I hope you're all doing well. It's Mel and I hope you're doing well. Anyway guys, I've been away on vacation, and whilst I've been on vacation, I'm in Alicante, Spain, watching the ocean, having a retreat and retreating away from my normal circumstances. I've also realised I've retreated and stepped back from my normal emotional responses and had time to think about emotions. So recently I've been doing some work with some professionals on coping with emotions, my emotions. As much as I'm fantastic and I'm great and able to help so many people, it's always good to check in where I'm actually at. If you work with people, and if you're privileged to work with people and have that opportunity, it's always wise to check in with yourself, check in with a professional if you have to see that you're in a good, stable state. And that's what I've been doing recently. I've been looking at my emotions, when my emotions have been high and negative, when my emotions have hit a low and negative, or when my emotions have been a positive or up and down, and what emotions do for us. So emotions, first and foremost, emotions are signals to our body that something is going on. And often we may feel overwhelmed, or that we can't cope, or it's difficult to step back and think about what's happening and how best to manage a situation. So in the middle of a situation, it's difficult to actually stop and say, you know what, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it. It's just not a normal reaction. Also, each of our emotions have a specific purpose, and each one of these specific purpose is important for our survival. So we've been built and wired by the great creator to function a certain way, to react a certain way, and that's why we've got a different variety of emotions. And once we have an understanding and naming of emotions, it gives us a way to interrupt and slow down our reactions. That's something that I've learned. If you have an understanding of what you're feeling and that emotion at that specific time and moment, and naming that emotion, it gives you an opportunity to interrupt and slow down your reactions to a certain circumstance. It can also enable you to press pause and learn to manage your emotion in a different way. So I'll give you an example. You could be having a normal day, doing your housework, cooking, cleaning, whatever, watching television, and you may take a phone call that may be distressing, triggering. It may be upsetting to you, and straight away you can go from being relaxed and being at peace and happy to being emotionally charged, to feeling fear, frightened, you know, fear is an emotion, to feeling angry, to feeling worried, anxious. And at no point do you stop to say, oh, this phone call actually caused me to go from feeling relaxed and peaceful and happy to feeling distressed, emotionally challenged, where you're distressed and anxious and fearful because of the news that you've just heard. But in fact, if you have a circumstance that causes a change in your reaction, you just need to be able to work the skill called understanding and naming my emotion. And this actually really works. I'm telling you it works because I've tried it. I've gone from reacting to being aware. And the only reason I got aware is by having a conversation with someone about emotions. And therefore, that's why I'm doing this podcast. So you can have an understanding about emotions. Have a discussion with yourself, or even think about the things I'm talking about right now. And the next time an opportunity arises, remember, you've heard this podcast, you've heard this teaching. And I'm sharing these valuable lessons because I had some distressing news on a phone call, and I was like, hang on here, I feel that my emotions are changing rapidly, and I was able to control my reaction. Guys, it's possible to react and have a controlling reaction. So therefore, I didn't react with such worry, anxiety and panic and fear, but I was like logically thinking, I just heard this news, straight away my stomach's doing somersaults, but in a negative way, like a reaction of fear and anxiety, and I was like starting to feel a bit sweaty, my heart's racing, and I was able to dissect and think through every change of my body and that went with my emotion, and I was able to calm myself down and respond. I was able to phone the person back and speak to them and articulate, listen, calm down, this is what's just happened, what were you doing before, like, they received the bad news. They were able to talk about that, and then I said, okay, let's get back to that place of peace within and maintain an internal peace. And maintaining an internal peace despite what's going on outside of you is a massive achievement. So it's having peace inside, no matter if you've heard bad news, negative news, good news, not so good news, news that affects you, news that affects the people around you. Maintaining internal peace and tranquility is so important. And I just hope that you're in a position to able to think about the things that I'm sharing right now. And if you are going through something, or even if you've just had bad news before you heard this podcast, or had some troubling news, whether you've lost your job, whether something's happened to your children, whether something's happened to your marriage or your home or your house, or anything that's caused you to worry and be anxious, be frightened, be sad, be feeling depressed, feeling lonely, just know that you can think your way back to a normal, happy, peaceful state by realizing certain things are out of your control. Some things are not your fault. Some things are beyond our control and beyond our understanding. And when we start to realize that and accept, hang on here, me getting panicky and anxious about this is not going to help the situation. Me responding in a panic and anxious way is not going to help the situation or help myself. You start to calm down. And that may be you closing your eyes and just breathing slowly. And as you breathe in, thinking something more positive. And as you breathe out, releasing a negative emotion. I really struggled with doing this years ago with some counselling sessions I had. Yeah, I've had counselling and I'll cover that later on. But I struggle with closing my eyes and doing breathing techniques because I was like, I'm going to vomit. I feel so panicked right now. I feel so distressed. But I've realised it wasn't my style. And doing the Bible app and the Bible reading plan, I came across this technique where you breathe in the scripture. So my scripture was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then breathing out a prayer, God, help me to deal with the circumstance I'm going through right now. I have relied on you and I know that my power and my strength comes from you and not from myself. And then taking a deep breath and breathing in, all things work together for those that love you, God, who've been called according to you. And then breathing out, God, the situation I'm going through right now is distressing, but I know that it will work for my good in the long run. Help me to have patience, to sit and see the bigger picture, even though it's causing me distress. Let it not cause physical distress and mental distress. It may be distressing to my normal pattern and routine, but let it not be distressing to my internal atmosphere. And this is what I've been doing for my breathing techniques to ground myself when I'm going through something distressing. I call the scripture and I breathe it in and I breathe out the prayer. You may not believe in God or you may have to do something else, but I'm just sharing what worked for me and that I can actually close my eyes and do that without feeling sick. So yeah, looking back again before I close this one off is, what are emotions? Emotions are a signal. You know, you go to the signal, you go to the traffic light, and it'll say green arrow, turn left. It's a signal that you are safe to turn left right now. So emotions are signals to our bodies that something's going on. And if you feel happy, that means your body's saying you're responding to maybe good news or a joyful moment or something that you were waiting on that to happen. It's just suddenly happened and you feel sudden outburst of joy and happiness and excitement. Our body's telling us this is something that's happening, and it's a signal to let us know that we're responding as well. When it comes to emotions, I'm sure most listeners are going to know that you've been in a space or a time in your life when you are numb. Numb means you've got no feelings, no emotions, no response. If you go to the doctor and they're trying to check to see if your nerves are responding, they may get a needle and prick your legs or your thighs or whatever and says, can you feel this? Let me know when you feel this. And some people say, oh, I can't really feel that. And it's the same with your emotions. Sometimes we go through something that's so shocking, so traumatic, we may not mentally be able to comprehend it. We go numb, we have no reaction, no emotion. Our body's not giving us a signal that we feel happy or sad. And that's not a good place to be in. However, it does happen at some point. But if you stay in that place, it's dangerous. And that's what I would say to anyone: go and get help. If you're walking around feeling numb, speak to your doctor, speak to your GP, speak to the mental health service, and get reconnected to your emotions. And sometimes you have to get to that place where you say, I'm feeling numb, I've got no response to the circumstance. And that's because you probably need help to work through that. And I've been there, so I can only share with you what I've been through. And I know that's worked, and I've had to go and get help, and I've had to realise, hang on, I'm not feeling anything. I need to get help. And gradually, emotions have returned: sad, angry, upset, rage. But at least I'm feeling something. And then eventually those emotions turn to happiness, joy. I feel peaceful, I feel happy, I feel competent, I feel adequate, I feel hungry. I feel peace. Yeah? So sometimes you just have to work things out and know that your body is signalling what you're feeling, how you're feeling inside. And emotions are good. You can be angry and not go and punch someone, say that. Yeah, so when you're angry, it just lets you know that you're upset over something, that you have got feelings, you have got emotions. And being angry doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't have to be a negative. It just means that something's upset you, and you've got the right to feel that, but just don't dwell and live in that place long enough that it overtakes you and become an angry person. And eventually that anger can turn into rage and angry outburst. Often when you feel overwhelmed and have to go through something, it's hard to practice what I've just said to you, but just practice. Practice eventually becomes a habit. Habit becomes a lifestyle. So yeah, guys, I'm just away and I'm just reflecting, and that's what's come to me. I hope this helps somebody. It really helped me. And as I'm learning, I'm going to be sharing with other people. And whoever's listening, I hope that it helps your day, or helps your future, or helps you when you go through a circumstance. You may be able to hear the beach or the sea behind me. I'm not sure if you can hear the sea breeze, but I'm in the sun and I'm soaking up the vitamin D, and I'm sharing on my reflection on emotions. I hope you are well. Take care. Thank you for listening. And join me next time on Oh Man. Take care now.